Hey, what's up, game heads? This is your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me...
Hey, everyone, this is Noah O'Toole.
What's up, guys? This is Jose.
And you are tuning in to Glitch Therapy. Thanks for tuning in. We have had a crazy last couple days. As everybody knows, I'm sure, E3 has kicked off.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yep.
Exclusive.
Man, I like I said before, dude, if I had a wig on, they'd just blow that shit right off my head, because it's like... I don't know. I was excited. I mean, of course, most of it was going on while we were at work, and so you couldn't really stop and watch unless you were off or work in the evening or something like that.
Or you could just hide your phone and watch some stuff, and like I did.
Yeah, you can do that.
I got away with a couple of minutes.
I don't know why I'm talking like that, but you can do that.
Yeah.
It's sarcasm.
Yeah. Man, there's so much stuff that went down, so many great games that were announced. Some of that stuff we already knew about, but there was a few surprises in there, and... it was really cool just to watch some of that stuff. How excited were you, Noah, when
it was pretty cool. Boy, I don't know. I mean, of course, we'll talk about it later. But there's a couple games that definitely piqued my interest. So
same here.
Yeah,
yeah, excitement. Buddy,
dude. Just so much stuff. There's stuff that already were announced before, like leaks and teasers,
mm-hmm.
and they just pretty much took it all out. On E3, those 2 days Sunday?
Yeah, I think they even got started. Some of them got started as early as like Friday and Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
Know, just the little stuff, you know, some small conferences and stuff.
But yeah, we'll get to that. It's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Totally. My wallet's going to be so empty.
Dude, I mean, a lot of that stuff is so far out, though. I mean, you could pre-order it as soon as it opens up and just kind of pay it off slowly. I mean, you know, you can nickel and dime that stuff. But
right.
Yeah, some of those things, though, it's like, crap, if you get everything that you want, can you, I mean, I don't even want to add up the dollars on how much I'm going to be spending over the next, like, you know, 12 months or whatever, 6 months to 12 months. It'd be ridiculous.
Didn't we do that last year? Like, with Nick, we kind of summed it up. We, like, if we did it, we did, like, a total of, like, around $600 for all the games we wanted to buy. So
what? I don't remember that.
I think I did, and I was like, I want to buy this game, this game,
I don't think
game.
I did that. I don't want to know that.
Well, I did it, and I was like, yeah, it was a total run, like $600.
That's like wanting to know how many hours you put into playing video games in general, like over the course of like a year or something like that. Yeah, like, who wants to know that stat?
I want to know that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, goodbye, social life.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably depressed me a little bit.
I'm depressed already.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure you've been happy because you've been playing games, right? I mean, what have you been up to lately?
Video games.
What games,
and
though?
And Netflix and chill.
The flicks of net.
Yeah.
Do tell.
I've been catching up with Arrow and Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them.
You hate them? Which ones in particular? I mean, you hate them all or what?
I love the shows. I just hate... I hate the characters.
Yeah.
It's stupid. They're so emotional.
Yeah, it is kind of... very nighttime soap opera-y.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
They're like, why do you do this? You're going to hurt everyone around you. I'm like, just do it. Damn it.
Yeah.
Just don't deal with the consequence. Just fucking do it. As well, I finished Gravity Rush for the PS Vita.
Cool.
That nice.
Was a good ending. Tripped me out.
I think you told us about that last week. Did you play more of it or something? Or
I don't remember telling.
I think.
Well, you said you did start.
I think I told you.
You said you started playing.
Yeah, I started it. I finished it.
Right, my bad.
So I got Gravity Rush 2 from Gamefly. So I got that right now. Downloading it.
Mm-hmm.
Playing Nier Automata. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, isn't that
fun?
That game
is so
much
good.
Fun. Yeah,
I wish we'd have jumped on that when Noah was first getting into it, so we'd talk about it together. But
right,
we're a couple months behind. I'm so hooked on it.
Oh, it's good.
I'm hooked on Overwatch, playing with the team.
Yeah,
but
nice. Team-based games are so much fun.
But
so
Nier Automata is on top of Overwatch right now. Unfortunately,
no, it's a good game though. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Still on Call of Duty just because it's Call of Duty.
Right.
I gotta join in. What else? That's pretty much it. Those just been jumping those three games pretty much. And Netflix.
Nice.
Hanging out.
Well, there's been plenty on Netflix to watch. I mean, Orange is the New Black just came out on Friday.
Don't care about that.
Okay. Jesus. just put the wall up right in front of me, like,
yeah, shut down.
I don't care. No, that show's good. I haven't cracked it open just yet. But my wife keeps on being tired before we go. You know, and she's like, "Oh, let's watch it tomorrow." And then like the next day something else goes down. You know, kids need to do this or that or whatever.
See, that is why I'm so glad I'm not married and don't have kids, because I finished it already.
Did you really?
Absolutely. Oh, that is the best show in the world.
Did you crack it off like in one day? Like,
no, it took me.
Tell me your business.
It took me a total of three.
3 days? Yep, okay.
Because
okay.
I like to save the last two to like, you know, watch back to back on a like evening with a glass of wine and dinner. You know what I mean? And
right.
It's kind of tradition. But then, no, I marathon the hell out of the first 2 days of it.
Did
but
you?
I love that show. It's one of my favorites.
Did you do any kind of now when it comes to a new show coming out? Are you the kind of person that you want to watch the season before one more time to get like refreshed first, or do you watch like the last episode of the previous season to refresh, or do you just go right in? Like, I know what's going on.
No, I usually go.
Let's get it.
I usually go right in. Rarely have zero interest in rewatching something just from last year. Luckily, with Netflix, they have a nice feature that there's recaps, seasonal recaps on a lot of things. So
that's nice.
You can quickly watch that and get caught up to speed. Obviously, they highlight
the highlights,
you know what's going to be the important things to carry over.
Pretty much the first episode of the season, they'd be like complete like 5 minute recap. They're like, important stuff. There you go.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
enjoy.
Right, right. And House of Cards came out slightly before that, and that's another one I love but haven't started yet. So now that I've marathoned Orange, I will probably marathon House of Cards next. So, and other than that, let's see. I have been gaming a bit. I got a chance to try out Red Hood today.
Ooh. So did they release that already?
Today for people who bought the... bought the first pack, the DLC pack.
Dude, I'm glad you told me that, because I forgot.
Yeah, I think you have to go in. It was really...
I did.
It was really weird to kind of, like, go in to download it. You almost had to go into, like, the library to your games and highlight. I don't know, maybe it's easier now, and it just wasn't available till noon or something, but...
See, I saw people play Red Hood, and he's brutal.
Yeah.
He was annihilating everyone. I was like... This is a disadvantage.
Anybody who's using a player that uses projectiles has an advantage as of right now.
Yeah.
Until they even that stuff out, they can stand across the screen and just fire shots at you.
That's the first time I picked up Injustice in a while, just because I was really put off by that in the beginning with all of that. So, but I did pick it up. Check out Red Hood. He was pretty cool. But more than that, I've of course been playing Friday the 13th.
Still good?
Still good.
You're still abandoning your teammates?
No, I mean, we try to work together. So far, I've not had to hit anybody over the head with a frying pan to steal their seat in the car again. But there's always...
Like, I thought about it, though.
Right, yeah. There's always fun and crazy
moments. Doesn't leave anybody unless it's me.
Yeah.
not on purpose, but... other than that, I've been playing actually a heck of a lot of Tekken.
Oh yeah,
I have absolutely been loving that. Even though it kind of ticks me off a little bit because the online multiplayer didn't work for the first week and a half, and it blows my mind that consumers put up with incomplete products. It happens every single game, we just take it. We just take it like it's supposed to be that way, and it's not, and it makes me mad. But I can't do anything about it.
It sucks because it's just the way that our. I mean, I hate saying it like this because. We shouldn't, like you said, we shouldn't be taking it, and we shouldn't be allowing it, and we shouldn't be going along with it. But the more that people buy the products when they're unfinished like that, and they just blindly take it, they're gonna keep doing it. I mean, they're shipping stuff that's not complete.
It's more of an issue of the pre-order thing. If you pre-order it, they have that deadline now.
Yeah.
They're like, we have to do this game even if it's incomplete. So if less people do the pre-order, it's a more chance the game will be complete. Later on,
I think that's a portion of it, but I don't think that's all of
that's
it.
That's definitely one of the arguments against pre-ordering. Big ones. That's what we should do a whole show on.
That could be a topic.
That for sure. But
I mean, we've talked about this briefly before. I mean, some of that stuff is like, you know, publishers putting pressure on developers. Mm-hmm. Some of it is like, you know, developers that aren't equipped for the task. I mean, the guys that were doing, you know, Andromeda, they weren't equipped with the task. They had done. Only thing they had done before, they had assisted the main team with the multiplayer for the previous last two games of the Mass Effect trilogy, and that was it. And then they gave them like, hey, here's your shot to do a game by yourself, and they dropped the ball, unfortunately.
Right.
And there could be other reasons we just don't know, but I think there's a lot of different reasons that go into it. But ultimately, it still sucks that. They ship stuff that's not done, and then they patch it day one patches, and then stuff that comes in.
A lot of day one
in.
Patches, yeah.
Yeah, and you're getting incomplete games, or they'll pluck stuff from the game and then sell it to you later.
Right. You see, the DLC is another whole thing, too, because it's like, you know, games like Destiny kind of ticked people off because they found areas on the map that were already designated for future DLC. You couldn't access it, like a cave you couldn't access or something like that. So it was built in with the purpose like to not in be there. Included
yeah,
and to be sold later, whereas things like, I don't know, I'm not being for or against DLC, but things like additional characters or things like that that might add a completely new element to the game, I can kind of get a little bit more behind than actually plucking something out of the game that's already there and selling it later as DLC. But one last thing, speaking of Nier Automata and Tekken, the major internet rumor now, though, is that 2B is going to be one of the DLC characters for Tekken.
I gotta play Tekken now.
How exciting will that be?
Nice. Yeah. Dude, that's a perfect fit.
It's a perfect fit. I could totally get behind
that. I'm in love with 2B. Like, seriously. She's like by far the best character I have ever played.
Yeah.
Like, not because she's amazing, but she's amazing.
She's got a lot going for her. I mean, her just that whole storyline with automatons and them, their kind of self-discovery and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Probably hopefully there's like an expansion to it or a sequel to that or something more.
I think they've done it well enough. I think they've done well enough and enough interest has been sparked.
They said
it
exceeded their expectations.
Oh, by far. So I'm sure give it like, you know, a couple of years. Maybe even next year you might see a little teaser at E3 next year or something.
And you'll have to check it out because I'm pretty sure that Gravity Rush 2 has 2B.
It does.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you know. Yeah,
that's the reason I got Gravity Rush 2, so I'm going to get that DLC.
So you can get, a 2B costume for Cat. Yeah.
So, what about you, sir?
Thank you for asking, my good man. I've been playing a lot of Tekken as well. I haven't gone online yet. I'm kind of just wanting to dip my toe in a little bit.
I played twice online.
It's because you're scared.
I don't want two separate matches. It's one way to look at
one,
it.
One lost one, so I'm kind of nervous too.
So you just pop in a little bit, you play one or two, and then you
I tried
out.
One tournament, and it didn't go well. And then I tried one just like quick match. And then I won that, but that's all I've
done. Only thing I've done was the treasure battles. I've done a lot of those. I think I ran off like 25 or 30 and straight, and then I lost finally. And then played a little bit of battle versus with my kids, but other than that, nothing crazy yet. Yeah. I'm really just enjoying the mechanics of it, getting back into Tekken because it's a series I love from childhood.
Who you play or you got a main?
I like Lucky Chloe.
Do you?
Yeah. She's my girl.
I played her a couple times. I think she's kind of a fun. I wish she had slightly less Eddie Gordo like moves, but I really like the aesthetics of the
break
character
dancing and stuff. Yeah, she's a pop singer.
Her, so, she's cool.
I love when she has like a little two step, like kind of like a little b-boy bounce, and then she does a little thing and he kicks him and stuff.
Yeah,
you can play the
Lucky
variations of that.
Chloe.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I use her. Who's the? I can't remember though. There's the girl right next to her. There was an L.
Lily.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Well, Lily. I like using her, and then like I've always liked Law.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So he's one of my favorites from back in Tekken 3.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's why I've been playing that. Nice. What else have I been playing? I've been watching American Gods, slowly creeping through that. Some Archer, trying to finish that up. Persona, because I feel like I'm a little over halfway, because I keep playing a little bit and then I stop. Other than that, I got back into Prey, because I really want to finish it. I've heard so many good things about that game, and I feel like I'm not giving it its due. As far as putting in the time to get to the point where it's like starts to open up and really it's like, okay, this makes sense why everybody likes this. Because right now I'm just kind of like, this feels like a Bioshock kind of mild ripoff in a way.
Right.
It's too many little caveats that remind me.
That's sort
of
what I felt when I played the demo, that it was it was a little too not that Bioshock was a bad game. I put in hours and hours of that, but anymore, I don't know if it's just my old age, but those are a little too tedious for me to.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. I think I talked with Jose about it a little bit, but it's like this kind of where I feel like I'm spreading myself a little thin lately with like the games I'm playing, because I want to play everything, but to truly play something and finish it, you got to like put the time in on one thing.
Right.
And unfortunately, Friday the 13th has been getting a huge chunk. If you can see a pie graph, Friday the 13th has been getting like 75% of my time.
Yeah,
like,
same.
Yeah, that game is so good. Can you imagine if they had the time and the money to make it like a AAA title and have it polished?
Right. I don't want a single player, which they said they're going to announce. I want more maps and maybe different game modes or, you know, care. I'm down. I like costumes. You know, I costume packs, things like that. Yeah.
And I think you in that game you can unlock stuff for forever because
well, it seemed like
level 91 like costume unlocks like shirts and pants and shoes and stuff. And I'm like, who's playing it to level 91?
Right. Well, probably you are.
Probably me.
Like
75%
of your pie chart.
I'm like level 17 or something. I'm like, I'm not even like I haven't even unlocked Tiffany the last.
You're council. Almost there.
Yeah, I'm on 28.
You're almost there.
Yeah,
it's so good.
A quarter of the way there.
When you get a chance, you got to try it out.
Yeah, when I get paid,
it's definitely the most fun with a squad.
Yeah,
unless you're Jason, because it you know having a whole team work together against you is
just kill off the squad. Bitch, but,
I had my worst game the other day, a couple days ago, where the entire like almost everybody got away. I think like I only killed two people, and I was right in the beginning, so I morphed right next to somebody, and they're like, ugh! And they're like, holy crap! Like the match just started, and I grabbed him and killed him immediately.
Right.
So I know they were mad.
Yeah.
Because I killed him like within like 10, 20 seconds of the match even starting, so he didn't even get to do anything.
Yeah. That's
and then true. I killed somebody else who was in a house next to them, and then the rest of them were in a group, the other five, and they're working together.
Yeah.
And they all had firecrackers, they all had like a weapon, right. And et cetera, and they were like working right. Well together, and they called the cops, and then they got away because I morphed into in front of the door, and I was standing mm-hmm. in front of like the gate so they couldn't leave, and then one of them threw firecrackers down, one of them like hit me with something and stunned me, and then another one they just kind of just doop 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 yep. out the door, and I was like
that
ah
sucks.
Shit,
I know, yeah,
and then they were all like laughing and stuff, so I was like screw you guys,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. And boys, as Jason, you're just screwed if they find the phone thing early, or if they find mm-hmm. the car parts early.
And that's what it was.
Then they just leave, and you're just
this is a bad game, man.
Yeah.
Yep. It was just a bad round, but it was funny though. But even on games like that, or rounds like that, I should say, I still have such a good time with it because it's just so fun and just so many unscripted moments. Just that's all that game is unscripted moments.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you laugh at the stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I've been up to, man.
Sounds like fun. I can't wait to play it.
Sounds like fun.
Don't. You want to put the auto tone back on?
No, no. My voice is super deep today because I'm not feeling so hot, but I can go deeper.
I could try.
Barry White.
Yeah. Oh, and Barry White wants to talk about some more news. How you guys feel about that?
Cool.
Noah's like, I don't know what's happening.
Yep, news.
Well, let's get into some news real quick.
Pre up jingle.
All right, guys. Now, we're going to get into some news. Obviously, we talked a little bit about some of it, which the main thing, I mean, has been E3. How can you not talk about E3 right now? It's been going on all weekend. It's Tuesday, and it's all over the place. I mean, you turn on your PlayStation, it's on your dashboard. You turn on your Xbox One, it's on your dashboard. You turn on the internet, I mean, it's all over. It's trending. I mean, it's the thing. I wish we could have gone, man. We should go next year.
I'm down for next year.
We should plan it and just go.
I'm so
start
in.
Start saving my pennies now.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
Have our own coverage.
I saw like the first day entrance people for. Coming in. Like mm-hmm. they just rushed the entrance. I was like, I think I saw my cousin there.
What?
Like, seriously, I was like, is that my... I had, like, rewind the video a couple times. I was like, is that really my cousin? No, oh, shit. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, exciting stuff, man.
Excitement, for sure. I mean, if I had to, like, give it... I mean, Sony had a great conference. Microsoft had a pretty decent conference. Nintendo surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are the three major ones. I mean, and then you break it down to, by publisher. I mean, Ubisoft had a decent one, too. You know, EA, et cetera. So, of all of them, you know, publishers or just, you know, the bigger console names, who were you guys most excited to see what they had in store?
Well, overall, for me, of course, Sony.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. So, but, yeah, Sony, how about you?
For me, it was got to be Microsoft.
Right.
And as well as Sony, because I was always a big fan of Sony, but I never had a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Now I do. So
yeah.
Now I could be like...
It's not both doors are open.
Yeah, now both doors are open for me. And I'm like, oh, cool. I could get this and I could get this. Sweet.
Yeah.
So I got both. And I saw the Switch and I was like, ah, fuck that.
Wow. Okay.
The Switch is not grabbing any attention on me.
For you?
Yeah, for me.
One thing sure is about it for me, but...
What's that?
We're talk about now.
Metroid!
Yeah, buddy.
No. Metroid 4, I can't even believe it.
Metroid Prime 4.
Metroid Prime 4.
That was definitely the highlight for me. Mm-hmm.
I said when we were talking when the Switch first came out, you know, what could get you to maybe get a Switch? And I was like, I think the only thing that might make me consider getting a Switch is if they bring out another badass Metroid.
But did you see underneath the title is like in development?
And yeah, I was like, absolutely. I was like, I know. It gives me some time, so I'm not getting too right.
I was like, when's that going to be then? Come on.
It'll come down in price $50 by the time I'm ready to buy.
Can't tease us like that and come out like 2 years later. Shit. But yeah, hopefully my mind will be changed later on and they'll jump for the Switch.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, there's people that are like Nintendo, but like people, that's their thing. And they think that Sony stuff is stupid or like, oh, I don't need that.
No.
I have, you know, innovation on my side. You know, I've had all the conversations with everybody, you know.
Not being biased with the Switch. It's just.
It's fine.
Everybody. Some stuff, eventually I will change my mind and go back to Nintendo. I have Nintendo products, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
you can never go wrong with Mario.
No,
everybody likes Mario.
Pokemon, so. Come on.
Yeah, Mario Pokemon, Kart.
Right.
Pokemon.
I love Pokemon, man.
Zelda, I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, their lineup speaks for itself. It's one of those things where if you have limited time and limited funds to be passing around, you kind of got to go with what you truly enjoy. That's anything. You know what I mean? This is like splitting your time and when you get off of work. I mean, what do you want to do? You want to read a book? You want to go outside? You want to play a game?
I take a nap.
Spend time with your family? Take a nap? I mean, it's just like anything else. Is choose what you enjoy doing and, you know, have at it.
Yeah, man, but...
I think Sony though came out swinging pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, and I think I don't know if they did it as a jab at Microsoft. I mean, I usually think that kind of stuff is planned to some degree. Yeah. But they kind of made it clear like we're talking about just the games, you know.
Yeah.
And where Microsoft obviously talked about the Xbox One X. Yeah.
Which the name was.
I was hoping for something a bit
Xbox
more flashy.
One X.
I was expecting to keep the Scorpio.
It's too close to S.
Yeah. It's
going to be confusing, I think, some consumers who aren't up on it.
The price was $500?
Some people are saying that that's a sweet spot. It's not bad. Some are still thinking they should have dropped it $50.
I think $500 is fine. The S and the Xbox One are going to be $250.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you could trade in your Xbox One and you could... Yeah, so I say it's fine. Yeah. I don't care.
I don't think it's that bad. Plus, if you pre-order it, they'll probably open that up maybe in another month or two, and you can pre-order that and start throwing money down on it. I'll probably trade my Xbox One S in and go for the X and just, you know, whatever. We'll see how it goes.
I'll wait for the Xbox like a year maybe for like next gen upgraded, less bugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very well could be. I mean, I love the fact that it was smaller than even the One S. Which is nice.
Thinner.
Yeah. Liquid cooled vapor, chamber on the inside in there?
Doesn't even vape,
what the
bro.
Hell? It doesn't even vape. Yeah, man. But, yeah, if I had to put, like, Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, like, and rank them on how well they did, just based on just the games, not the consoles or any of that stuff, or hardware, I'd probably say Sony blew it out of the water, that they were, they'd come in first, and I'll probably put Nintendo... second, and I probably put Microsoft on the bottom, unfortunately.
That would be how I'd rate it,
Microsoft didn't, I mean, and I love Microsoft, don't get me wrong. I love Sony as well, and Nintendo, I love them all, but Microsoft, they got to beef up their first party lineup.
They're exclusive.
Yeah, they're exclusive, so PlayStation just, has, for a while now, really had the market on exclusives.
They need new IPs, because obviously you can't release Halo and Gears of War every year. Or Sunset Overdrive every year. So they need other things coming in, and Sony funneled out a lot of that stuff this year.
Which Microsoft didn't even talk about those. Halo, Gears, or...
Well, that's because none of those are coming out anytime soon.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to bring it up, which is smart. I mean, why show us a teaser for something that's like 2 years out?
But Halo Wars 2 has an expansion coming out.
And it's cheaper. I thought about picking it up. I saw it on a couple sites for like 16, 17, 18 bucks.
I have the deluxe version, so it's coming up for me. Ooh. Free. Gonna play the Flood.
Okay.
Get down crazy.
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
Yes,
indeed. But yeah. Just to kind of touch on some of the games real fast. That were kind of at least highlights to me. If you guys disagree or have your own, feel free to throw those out there. But it looks like, of course, Call of Duty World War II
was pre-order.
Was put out there. I was surprised that The Evil Within 2 was announced.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's by Bethesda
brought
that out. I was very surprised
about
that.
I was surprised about that, too. I know the first one did well, but I didn't I didn't know people were screaming for a sequel.
No.
I didn't know either.
But yeah, I think Joel played a lot of that.
Yeah.
The first one. He finished it, actually. I remember him raving about that. I played through maybe the first quarter of it. I lost interest. Some of this shiny thing.
Right.
drug me away. But, yeah. The one thing I didn't really care for was the Marvel versus Capcom Infinite. Just the aesthetics of it. The way it looked. I was like, I want it to be a little more realistic looking, maybe, or I don't know what it was. It looked, just looked a little
cartoonish,
a little off on the cartoony side.
But
because cartoony can be good if you do it right, but it looked like they did it wrong, in my opinion.
Talking about fighting games, I'm excited for Dragon Ball Z Fighter.
When I saw that, I instantly was like, I gotta call Jose.
Geeked out so bad. I was like, finally, a 2D version fighting game for Dragon Ball Z. I was like so geeked out. Yeah. I saw that.
As soon as it happened, I was like, I need to find like a landline phone and talk on it like back in the old days. So like this makes this,
like
it makes this better for some odd reason. I got to get the teen line on.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that.
From your bedroom, you're talking to your friend. Oh my God.
Oh my God, Becky. Oh my God, my voice.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You can't. You're sick.
I'm Barry White. I can't do it. I can't do the high voice today. So sad. Yeah. A few more. Looks like. Let's see here. Of course, Battlefront 2 was already. We already knew about that.
Yeah,
we got some. We got some more trailer action on that.
Sweet.
That game looks like it's gonna be a beast,
dude.
I mean, all the heroes and villains they're just smushing into that thing that are gonna hit. That should be pretty good. I thought it was kind of funny that Need for Speed looks like. Vin Diesel's movies. It looks like
Fast and the Furious.
Like they had a side by side thing online that showed like similar scenes from some of the movies, and it's like, yeah, they're plucking
When I saw the thing, I thought of Burnout.
Did you?
There was a what's that thing when you crash into one of the cars?
Kind of the freeze frame kind of thing, slow mo,
slow mo, like crash, and then like slow motion, you see the car just getting totaled.
Right, like kind of pans the camera over real quick, and then it goes back to the race.
Yeah, and it goes back to you all of a sudden. You're just like still.
I like racing. That though. It's kind of cinematic.
I love that, but it looks good. I'm getting that game because I love racing.
Yeah, buddy.
What else, sir?
How'd you guys feel about Sea of Thieves? What'd you guys think of that?
The pirate one.
Yeah.
That
interested me a lot.
I was very interested, but I'm gonna have to see more about that to know if I'll like it or not, because if it's all naval warfare, I don't think that'll probably be up my alley. But if there's like pirate brawling and setting up ships and you know, customizing your captain and your crew and, you know, a little bit more in depth type stuff, I could have a blast with that.
It looked like in the press conference, they showed like the guy opened up a big map and it had like all these little like islands all over the place.
Right.
So you can stop and loot, and then while you're on the high seas, obviously other pirate ships full of friends or whatever can try to rob you
and work together and rob other people.
We need that pirate soundtrack too.
The pirate soundtrack. What's on the soundtrack for the pirate?
I don't know. Like
Shiver Me Timbers.
Oh yeah. Walk the Plank. Polly Wanna
Cracker. Walk the Plank. Come on. Yeah.
I Have Scurvy.
I Have Scurvy. It's a hot one. I play that one.
It's top hits right now.
I play that one in the car when I'm just trying to chill and just getting my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's number one hit on Spotify right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's played by Lil Uzi.
Yeah, you know someone's gonna look this up, right? They're gonna try. They're gonna be like, these guys are dicks. This isn't even real. State of Decay 2. Huh? No?
What?
Hot, cold, State of Decay 2?
No? Yeah. Nah, zombie. More zombies.
Okay, but you are a racing guy. Forza 7.
That's track racing.
You want racing. Off the road, right?
I want off road.
I mean, we're going to talk about some off road stuff here shortly. The Crew 2.
The Crew 2, I mean, yeah.
The Crew 2, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Anthem.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Anthem looks sick.
Yeah, that could be everything.
That could just shut it all down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a sci-fi game by the people that are behind Mass Effect and Dragon Age. And you are tasked as an adventurer exploring unknown planets and protecting humanity. So,
excitement.
Sounds familiar to other games that we talked about, but different.
Right.
Sounds kind of Mass Effect-y.
Yeah, it sounds a little Destiny-ish.
A little Destiny-ish too, as well.
Plus, the suits look like freaking Halo.
Yeah, yeah, the Halo. And I was thinking almost a little Titanfall-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too.
It was just cool seeing them like jump off of like cliffs and then just start skydiving through holes and stuff.
I saw,
like,
I expected
underwater.
When they were playing that gameplay, I expected for them to jump like her. It was a female character.
Yeah.
Her to jump off like into a little ledge.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I was like, dude, this is huge.
Right, right.
I didn't expect that her to start flying and having that huge space.
Yeah.
Oh, but it looks, oh my! I was like
so much fun.
Wide open. I was just like mouth. I was like, oh my god, whoa. This is gonna be huge. Hopefully, they don't like dump down the graphics like they did to like Division. Cause
right, right.
Oh my god, major disappointment.
Hoping they don't mess it up.
Yeah,
yeah. I think they're in good hands. I mean, yeah, it looked hopefully. Really good.
But this is gonna be a 4K game.
Right,
Xbox One X.
And I didn't play any of the previous incarnations, even though it's. It sounds like something I'd like, and I'm looking forward to the new console version of Monster Hunter World.
Dude, I think the funny thing about that game looks awesome. But the funny thing about it, I don't think Nintendo got a nod on that.
Oh, yeah.
It's only like Xbox and PlayStation, which is like Monster Hunter traditionally originally, is a Nintendo
right,
game.
Right, which is why I haven't played it before, because I haven't really had the console. But, I mean, it you know looks like... everything I liked about Evolve,
yeah,
but done right, possibly, you know.
Done right. Indeed.
Be fun.
Yeah, that one, definitely. Bloodborne 2, Days Gone, Death Stranding, Detroit looked interesting. Those are all the choices. It's God of War, of course.
God of War.
I know that you're excited about Knack 2.
Yeah, what? Like, what?
It's like no.
I'll tell you the one game that definitely piqued my interest the most just because of its originality is A Way Out.
Mm-hmm. Now is that the one with the prison?
Yeah, there's two people in prison. And
it's a co-op campaign thing. Yeah, you're trying to escape prison. You got to use each other to get out and solve puzzles and stuff.
Right,
and,
right. Yeah. It kind of sounds Portal.
Kind of
a little bit. I played some hours of co-op Portal. I mean, that's a fun game. And this just. Seems super, unique and
right up our alley.
Yeah, it's like Prison Break, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
And co-op game, you know, I really like the multiplayer game so much. That this is such a new take on it by having just one. You know what I mean? You just have like one person you have to work with. So you know, not like a whole team of people. So it will, keeps the spontaneity of playing, you know.
You're going to want to grab a buddy because, I mean, you might get lucky and find a rando online to play with, but I think that might be a little frustrating depending on the roll of the dice.
Yeah, it could. I don't know. Could go either way. I'm curious
cooperate.
How it'd be fun in the story if you didn't know each other to begin with and you did get matched up with a random person because that'd be like being thrown into prison.
Yo, bro, let's get out here.
Yeah.
Tango and Cash style.
Yeah, I got a spoon.
Yeah,
you're like,
we eating lunch? We having cereal?
No, man, we're digging our way out.
Oh, shit. Okay, let's do this. You watch the door, I'll start digging.
Behind the Raquel Welch poster.
Dab a security guard.
Don't spill my toilet wine that I made. Okay, gross. I made some Chardonnay in the toilet.
Disgusting.
Oh, man. No, this is my personal favorite. Freaking Spider-Man.
Oh, sure.
That looked sick. I mean, it had like elements of Arkham Asylum. It had elements of like of Uncharted. It had it looked so good, man. And look like they nailed. I mean, I'm hoping they did. It looked like they nailed the web swinging.
Right, yeah. Right. That looks important in a Spider-Man game.
That hasn't been good since Spider-Man 2.
Right.
Which was like the best one.
If I remember, only one Spider-Man game was worth any.
It was phenomenal.
Also, they said what's that dude's name? Morales. Michael Morales,
Miles.
Miles Morales is gonna cameo in that
half African American, half Hispanic.
Yeah, he's gonna cameo in that game too. So he's gonna be in the game.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be cool.
It makes you wonder if he's going to be like a pupil of him, he's gonna be watching like in the beginning of the game, maybe over half of it. You're gonna play as Spider-Man, Peter Parker, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then at some point, I think they might tie him in. And maybe by the end of the game, you get to play as him through a few missions
because
his powers are different.
Or DLC style going in.
That could be it, too. They're setting up for something for later, which could be awesome because he has a whole different power set, you know?
Yep.
So, but that was my personal favorite. Of course, Last of Us 2 and Uncharted, The Last Legacy looked great. I know there's other ones that we're probably missing, but I mean, we're not blowing it out on this episode. Obviously, we're going to save it for next
Creed.
Week.
Assassin's Creed. Origins.
I was waiting for you to bring it up. That's the one you're excited about, man.
I'm geeking out on this.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally.
That one looked.
Plus, the rumor was false. There's no female.
I know that was my biggest bummer. Was it was, I was not hoping a female assassin? Be. That would have been so cool. But like at least we got the ancient Egyptian setting, and maybe
it's cool that I think they're gonna fight
Roman
gods,
gladiators,
beasts. No, they're like there's a little teaser at the end of one of the trailers that there's like a giant snake.
Oh,
fighting. So like they're gonna be fighting monsters,
a serpent
like,
monster,
like boss fights.
Yeah, like god types.
Yeah.
For instance, like
it looked like it was like a huge serpent.
Yeah,
like it filled the room like a treasure room kind of thing.
Yeah, you know? So I wonder how is that going to play out. I'm excited for it either way. So sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We didn't say anything about Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Right.
That goes back to PS2, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, like that's huge. Fans have been clamoring for that for years, like two consoles back.
Right.
And they're finally getting a sequel, which makes zero sense that they waited this long. But
I know.
Better late than never.
And speaking of sequels, one thing that would be pertinent to PlayStation Plus owners now is Life is Strange is free this month.
Yeah,
on the PlayStation Network.
I'll get that.
And Life is Strange 2 was also announced. So
yeah, my daughter got geeked about that. She's been playing the Life is Strange over the last couple of days, and she's almost done with it.
I played it for about an hour when I downloaded. You know, when it came through, whatever, and it's definitely interesting and good. Fun. But you know, of course, with Tekken and with Friday the 13th and all that stuff, you know, it's too much. Backburnered it, but it was very good, and I really recommend. Especially, I mean, stick it in your library, you know,
You get a day off or something, you're like, you know what, I'm gonna pop this on for a bit, and play an episode.
Yeah, and it was very chill.
Oh,
is what I liked about it. You know,
I enjoyed, you know, like just kind of doing my own thing, and I like when I download some of that stuff, and my daughter will she'll take the lead on that. Like, oh, I wouldn't want to play that because I got her into indie games.
I could see that she game loves, appealing to
teenage girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She loves. I got her into indie games now, and she loves. She's like, "What? Any more indie games I can devour?" I'm like, "I'll download a couple." So, but yeah, I'll come into the room. Like, what are you doing now? And you know, I'll sit down for a bit and watch her play. And then I'm like, "All right, I'm going downstairs or whatever," and I'll let her do her thing. But she's enjoying it a lot. She'll be able to beat. I think she's about to beat it. So
that's cool. What about Horizon Zero Dawn? Has an expansion.
What was it? The
DLC.
What was it called? Something Wild?
Winter
Wild? I forget.
Winter something, but it looks, this like little little teaser of it looks crazy. Amazing. Yeah. I was shocked that it came out soon. Like this soon, but.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because people, especially on a game that has a finite ending to some degree, people that go through that move on quickly. And it's, I find it tough sometimes to come back to games and pick it up when the DLC comes out. That was kind of the problem I had with the Arkham games when that DLC came out over the course of the year. By the time, like November, December's DLC rolled around, I just had so many other games I didn't care that much about Arkham anymore, and it was almost a waste of my season pass.
And that's the thing with season passes and like releasing DLC. It's a very tricky situation as far as when to release it. If you do it too soon, people are upset because they think it should have been in the game.
Yeah.
You wait too long, people have moved on, and they've forgotten about it already. Yeah. You got to put it like a sweet spot there where they're just, we've all devoured the game. We want more. Give it.
Right.
You wait too long, you miss that window.
Yeah. So.
It's the Frozen Wilds.
That's what, Frozen Wilds.
Kind of reminds me of Elsa.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Let it go.
No doubt. Well, I think we should let news go and move on to our topics before we run out of time.
This was news?
This was all news.
All E3 news, yeah.
And we're just scratching the surface because we're gonna blow it out next week and talk more about it.
Because E3 is still going on.
So. Yeah. So we're just kind of scratching the surface of our initial thoughts. So, but yeah, as you just said, man, well done to help me segue. Let's get into our topic.
Yeah.
So for our topic this week, we have two games. We have Dirt 4 and we have Perception. Dirt 4, of course, released on June, I believe it was June 6th. Yeah, North America on June 6th. The racing game, and that's from developers Codemasters Southam and publisher Codemasters with the Ego Engine 4.0. Single player racing game, multiplayer online, of course. Rally racing, so not the traditional track races of like Forza and things like that.
Still cool.
I dig it. I've always liked Dirt. been a fan since 360 when they first released it.
Dirt?
I know. Doesn't sound delicious to me.
It's healthy.
Is it?
When you were a kid, you probably man.
You really want to go down this path of telling me dirt's healthy?
No.
Okay.
Noah, save us.
I was like, yeah, I'm thinking, I don't know, if you eat an earthworm and get some protein in it. Earthworm Jim. I don't know, but yeah. Anyway.
It's really good, though. I like it because it kind of it mixes things up for me. There's plenty of track racers out there, you know, Forza, Gran Turismo, all that stuff. I like the stuff that lets you race in a different way. That's why I clung to Forza Horizon 3 over just regular Forza. Because, you know, it's like you're doing all these it's like a big party on that game, man. And it just takes you all over globetrotting and everything and, you know, off-road and run, you know, you're driving past waterfalls and cool scenery. But rally racing is even better in that way because it's all about the terrain. You're going through, like, jungles and muddy roads and snow and... It's really cool. Did you get a chance to touch it or look into it a little bit?
I looked into it a little bit because it was the topic of the show. But I am just not a racing game fan. I don't like driving my car, much less driving fake cars on my PlayStation. Right, right. So, you know,
he's the racer.
The guy sitting across from me is whose opinion we want on it.
Unfortunately, I missed this one. I haven't picked it up
yet.
You
did check it out. I'll let you borrow it from me before I send it back.
I have gone dirt racing in my Jeep, but not in the game.
I think it'll be right up your alley. I think it's similar enough to like for Horizon 3 that you'll dig it in that way because it's a racer. But also, it's just different enough with the off road races, and it's like you're completely off road all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
For the most part, I mean, there are some tracks here and there, but yeah, it's legit. I like it a lot.
The one thing is, question for you: is it customizable? Cars?
I don't think I got deep enough.
I understand that engine wise there's going to be customizable. You could customize the engine, tune it out to a certain spec of how you drive it, speed, shift, stuff like that. But like decal wise like
that'd be a huge miss on their part if they didn't include that.
The one thing about racing games that gets me is I like to make the car look the way I want it to look like
you want to customize. You want to have a finger in all that.
Yeah, I want the car to look like how the way I would want to drive it in real life.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't do that in the game, unfortunately, I'm not going to play the game.
Right. I didn't get deep enough into that to know for sure. I just kind of dove right into like the single player campaign and started racing and getting a feel for it. And it feels good. It feels responsive with the cars that I used. Of course, you have somebody sitting next to you in the car, which is an AI person or whatever, and they're telling you, like, you know,
slightly left,
hairpin coming up, you know, 2 meters, and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of that jargon in there, but you figure it out, and they do a great job training you on that stuff beforehand. So if you want that information before you start, there's a great section that lets you go through every little detail of the racing world, turning, all that stuff, you know. And getting you ready for that stuff. So it's really good. It looks like they're getting pretty good scores. Game Informer gave it a 9 out of 10. GameSpot gave it a 9 out of 10. IGN 9.2 out of 10. Destructoid 7.5 out of 10. PC Gamer 70 out of 100, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
I'll play this out.
Yeah, I'll bring it for you, let you try it out.
Sweet, man.
Since it's up your alley for show.
Keep saying when you say that, keep thinking you're going to say something else.
Wait, what? Okay, no, nope. I'm not gonna, I touched it and then I backed away. I'm backing away. Noah, save us.
Our next game is Perception.
Yay. This game.
How's that for an abrupt segue?
Yeah, no. Sometimes you got to just break the wrist and walk away. You got to break the wrist and walk away. It's like my other wrist. Your other wrist. Your other wrist. My other. Okay. You want to get Roundhouse wearing a pair of these? Forget about it. Okay. Perception. I think we talked about this a few episodes back before it came out. We kind of touched on it for a minute. It's a lot of fun. Perception is a first-person adventure video game in which the player assumes the role of Cassie, a blind woman who navigates a mansion through means of echolocation. Now, this skill allows sounds such as Cassie's footsteps, dripping water, or flowing wind allow the player to catch a glimpse of their surroundings. Now, through use of echolocation, I think I'm saying that wrong, echolocation.
Echolocation.
There you go.
I corrected you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Makes it sound like she's part dolphin.
I know, right? So the player must explore the environment to examine objects and unravel the game's story. Now, the player also has a cane, which they can tap to provide a complete view of any given room. If the player taps too much, the game's antagonist haunting the establishment, known as the Presence, may kill them. Now, the Presence cannot be killed directly and has been compared to the enemies in other horror games such as Amnesia, The Dark Descent, Outlast, and Alien Isolation. Cassie also has a cell phone, which the player can use to send pictures and text to an operator who can describe the content to them. So, it's a long explanation, but I felt like it needed it.
Yeah, it does, because it is, without a doubt, one of the most unique concepts I've run across
in a
game. Yeah. I'm not totally sure how I feel about it. Well, one, the first the single-player horror games aren't, my preferred genre. I'd rather get my scares from a movie than put 10 hours into a game. But it, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it seems cool, but I one more scene where I think I'd be the person that'd sit down on the couch and watch somebody else play it. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Same here.
I was going to say the same thing. It seems like the kind of game that you'd want somebody to play it and then let you watch.
Yeah.
I started playing it, and my youngest, my 7-year old, soon to be 7-year old, she's like, Dad, are you going to play Perception? I want to watch. I'm like, I don't care. She likes scary stuff to some degree, and I don't let her see really gory stuff, messed up things. But I figure if she enjoys scary stuff, why shy away from it? I mean, I'm not going to put.
Well, yeah, she obviously knows.
Yeah, she knows it's not real. And I'm like, so that's a good thing. Yeah. Most kids her age are like super scared. They don't want to go down the stairs and do stuff, because they're scared. So I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Five Nights at Freddy's. She likes all that stuff.
Sweet.
But anyway, I started playing it, and both of my daughters were watching me play it, and it's actually just scary enough in a weird way that's not traditionally scary, where there's jump scares and stuff like that. It's not like that, but it's really, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just weird to be walking in the dark, and then you got to tap something, and then it's like, and everything looks like, oh, okay, need to go that way. There's a door. Oh, that door's locked. So it's a lot of walking around and stuff, but it's a super cool concept.
Oh, for sure.
I think it falls flat a little bit though, as the more you're playing it and the way that the game plays out. I think it's lacking something, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just from the way I've been playing it and whatnot, so.
And that's what the reviewers were saying, because they didn't get good reviews.
Yeah, it didn't get great reviews. Five or below were kind of the ones I was seeing.
Yeah. The team on this was, the developer is the Deep End Games, and publisher was Feardemic. Let's see here. They're using the Unreal Engine 4, mm-hmm. so that's awesome. Single player, of course, adventure. Looks like scores. The Destructoid gave it a 3 out of 10. Game Informer, 8.25 out of 10. GameSpot gave it a 5. IGN gave it 4.8 out of 10, etc. So, I mean, not high marks at all. I think Game Informer gave it the best out of those. Personally, if I had to give it a rating out of 10 right now, I'd probably give it maybe like a 6 or 7, somewhere in there. It's not terrible, but I can see myself losing interest if I didn't bang through it in like a day or two.
Right.
It wouldn't get done.
True. We talked about this game before as well with Joel.
Yeah, so, we brought it up briefly. That was coming out. We talked about the concept of it, but nobody played it yet though. But
so it looks interesting. I want to try it out still. So
yeah, it looks fun. Segment. Before you buy that though and play it, you can get Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I will.
I could see you being a total a hole of a Jason.
Oh yeah.
Could you?
Oh yeah.
Work
together. I'll probably enjoy it too much.
I'm like, can I be Jason, guys? I just want to kill everyone. Interesting.
You can set your preference.
Yeah, Jason. I've been playing as him a lot lately. Not to get back on the Friday the 13th. we can't help it. We're just going right back to it. It's like a magnet back to Friday the 13th. Yeah, I've been playing him a lot lately, but I don't know. Maybe people just don't have their preference set to that, so I'm getting them.
Yeah, I definitely have mine set to Counselor. I hate playing Jason.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's too much pressure.
I love it.
It's too much pressure. I'd rather be, I don't know, I like being Counselor.
I've run into a lot of douchebags lately. Have you? Like little kids playing because it's summer?
Oh, sometimes. Yeah, well, I pretty much consistently have a group. We've got like a PlayStation group.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I made friends with some of those.
Yeah,
guys.
It was some of those guys. So there's always at least 8 of us on to not have to play with little children. Even though I definitely have played with little kids.
Little kids.
Yeah, you got these. Jason's chasing you with this, "Daddy, I'm gonna get him" voice, and you're just like, "Oh my god,
leave lobby now."
Well, my situation, we had just started the match, And I had a really stealthy person. And so I'm jogging because I hardly ever run once I'm being chased.
Right, right.
And this guy just comes sprinting up to me. Yeah, it's one of the counselors, one of the girls or whatever. And he sprinted up to me. He's like, hey. And I'm like, dude, you got to stop running. And he's like, I have high stealth. I can run. I was like, that doesn't make any difference, dude. I was like, look, I'm going to go this way. You go that way. Because if you're going to run, I don't want to be by you. He responds by telling me to F off. I was like,
right.
Summer vacation.
Yeah.
Good time. And he had a little dinky voice, like he hadn't even like hit puberty yet, kind of thing. I was like, what the hell, man? Like,
that's kids.
Where's your mom, kid? Come on,
tell your mom to come get you.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah,
I'm not excited for this game now. Thanks. No, I'm still gonna get it.
That's most games though, because it's summertime. I mean, Call of Duty is probably.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't gone through that with Overwatch.
I got trolled on that too. I got trolled on Call of Duty so bad, man. Yeah. It was horrible. I felt bad. But yeah. It was. I hate summer vacation now. Thanks.
Hey, it is what it is. Yeah, we've had a little bit of a vacation from doing any email questions. Maybe we should do one of those. Real quick.
Let's hear
it. How you guys feel about that? Let's do it.
Mail time.
So the topic that we're thinking about for this week, it was a pretty serious topic to some degree. I mean, I'm sure some people have experienced this, or maybe you might think it's kind of a joke if it pertains to you. If it doesn't pertain to you, excuse me, that maybe it's kind of a joke. Like, how could that be an issue? We were thinking about video games as an addiction. So what defines that? Is it real? Is it a myth? Like, can you be addicted to video games? How do you guys feel about that? Anyone should I dive in on that, Noah?
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on first, I guess, what you define video games as, because, of course, anything that involves gambling can be an addiction.
Yep.
And a lot of – there's a lot of – I mean, video games outside of, you know, the casino games that you can, you know – the people are addicted to, and I think that's the gambling part of it. I think it crosses over to video games, like when you have to have everything that comes out or something like that to the point that you've, you know, spent all your money and have got yourself in a hard place, or, you know, like with your time. If your, you know, wife's getting ready to leave you because you only pay attention to the video game and not your family, then, yeah, you've got a problem with video games.
Pretty much cutting your social life, like, completely off.
But if you just like to play video games and choose to spend most of your time playing video games, and you maintain your job, pay your rent, feed your pet, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, more power to you. Do what you like.
Yeah, I think addiction and just in general for anything, you can plug and play whatever you'd like in there. You know, whether it be gambling, video games, going to the gym, whatever. It's just something where it interferes with a person's everyday life, is what I would probably tag that to. So, I mean, I think it's very real. I think some people don't know how to do it. I mean, I've spoken with friends, you know, female friends who are like, oh, my boyfriend, you know, all he does is play Call of Duty. As soon as he gets home from work, he goes down in the basement, or he goes down there and plays his, you know, whatever game it is that he's playing. Or he plays poker all night with his friends online, and, you know, I want to go to a movie, and he just, you know, we get in arguments all the time. It's like, if you analyze that a little further, there could be some addictive behaviors in that, and that's just what they're latching on to. It's not the video games. It's that person's personality to allow something to kind of seep in there. Maybe there's a deeper issue. I mean, I know we're getting kind of psychological on this, but I think it's true, though.
Yeah.
You know?
I kind of agree with your assessment that anything that negatively affects your way of life is, you know, any behavior that negatively affects your life can be considered an addiction, and that can definitely cross over to video games.
Yeah, I mean, I know drugs usually gets the highest, along with gambling. Those two are like the biggest like addictions typically that are thrown out there as far as that goes. But I think the gaming one is a real one. I think sometimes it gets covered up by people just assessing that the games are the problem when it's actually the person. They're just latching onto that thing.
Yeah.
You could plug and play something different in there, and they'll be doing the same thing, ignoring you still, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I think balance is definitely key. I'm sure we struggle with that stuff. I mean, just balance in general. I mean, there's times where you spend a lot of time with family and friends, and at some point you're like, man, I need a little time for me.
Right.
I need a little me time, you know. What do I want to do with my me time right now? I'm going to go, you know, go for a walk, or I'm going to pop on a movie I haven't watched in a long time and, catch up on some shows or something. I don't know. I think balance is the key. And unfortunately, it's harder to get that balance than you would think.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's also that addiction thing. It kind of could be an escape from what's going on, which we're going right now.
Yeah.
People want to escape from what's going on outside the outside of their house. They want to put in a video game, say Batman, Zelda, something that takes long hours to play, Call of Duty, which that's mindless game right there.
Sure.
Which I play a lot.
Yeah.
But back in the days, I used to play endless hours of that, but now I could probably just play like an hour or so of that game, and then I'm done with it because it's just...
I'd argue that playing video games is good for people,
because
most games are, I think they build problem solving skills and co-op skills and I mean the big ones are problem solving skills. I mean, you know, and you're keeping your mind active and doing things, and you know, you can obviously get that from reading a book or doing other things too, but it, you know, it's not like video games let you just completely tune out. Usually you gotta, you know, keep your mind on top of your tasks, so.
Yeah, you gotta you gotta keep thinking on that. It's just not mindless fun.
Yeah, it's escapism at its best. I mean, you can use movies for that,
and most expensive.
Oh yeah,
sadly, yes,
one of them. Yeah.
It's not a cheap hobby.
No,
but yeah, I mean, I think it's just the balance, you know. It's just balancing it all out. You know, like you said, you can read books, do other things. But it's just when somebody can't separate that stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, play for a little bit and tell yourself, okay, it's 10 o'clock. I'm going to get off this at 11 or whatever the case may be. You know, give yourself a time limit or something like that. If you have nothing else to do, I mean, knock yourself out. If you don't have kids or, you know, significant other or any of that stuff or responsibilities, I guess you can rock out as long as you want on anything you want for that matter, you know.
Yes, sir.
Unless you don't have any personal goals and you don't want to do anything else.
Yes, sir.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, you were staring at me.
I wasn't staring at you. I was kind of looking around the table and you just locked eyes on me like we're going to dance or something.
You want to dance?
I'm not opposed. I'm leading, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I lead. I'm going to lead.
Just no.
Keep your hands above in the Northern Hemisphere, though. But, I mean... It's a really serious topic. I know we're making light of it a little bit, but it's true though. I mean, I think it's out there more than people think, and it's downplayed a lot, you know. And it's portrayed in relationships as just being, you know, my boyfriend's Xbox, and it's usually a gender situation where the guy is typically the one that's doing that stuff, and that's fine. I mean, that's unfortunately the statistic. You know, more guys are usually prone to playing online with their buddies and doing that stuff and being that way than women are in most situations, unfortunately. But
you still think back. I mean, I can recall a couple stories of parents
who've
neglected to feed and take care of their baby and
play World
of Warcraft instead, you know,
for
days.
I heard about those.
And
wow.
I mean, that...
That's scary.
That's right.
That's,
I think,
sad.
The ultimate of how... You know, it can go wrong.
It's like
obviously,
letting go of your health as well. That's one main thing as well. Like just completely sitting down for hours, just drinking.
I think there was another couple
drinking Mountain Dew and Doritos.
Yeah, whose baby died after they played Halo for you know days. I know I think there were probably methods too, but that notwithstanding.
Well, there was that kid. There was a kid, and that was in one of those video game parlors in like Japan or someplace that where you can like, you know.
Oh yeah,
he died from like he played the game for like what 2 days straight, and he didn't get up.
Yeah, he played video games to death.
I don't know how he died, but I can't remember the exact story. Probably could pull it up or something like that, but yeah, he ended up dying.
Yeah,
he got like a clog. Something
happened from him sitting down too long or something. They came over to check on him, and he was like face down on the keyboard kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you do that? Like, how do you do that?
Weird thing is, I actually heard that from a podcast during my lunch break.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I was like, whoa, small weird. World.
That kind of stuff is crazy, man. I mean, I don't think I could stay awake long enough to be addicted to video games. Now that I'm getting older, man, my body's just like,
know,
dude, you're done.
Right.
Night.
I don't think my attention span can even keep up anymore.
Oh, hell
even
no.
Games I love,
I need a break.
I need a break, right? Yeah. I'll have to stop and
I mean, there's some nights where it's like my wife went to bed, my kids are in bed, it's like, you know, 9:30 or whatever. It's still kinda early to me. I'm like, you know what? What should I play? And then I'm sitting there like, you know what? I'm just gonna watch some TV for a minute and go to bed.
Yeah,
you know, it's just sometimes it's like that.
It's like you plan everything out. Like when I have nothing on the weekends, I was like, I have everything. No plans. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this, this. And then once 9 o'clock hits, I'm going to play Call of Duty.
Jam out.
I'm going to play Overwatch. Yeah. I'm pretty much busting all nighter, playing all these video games, catching up and everything. I ended up just playing a couple, like half an hour of this game. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bed.
Right.
I don't think this is worth it.
I just couldn't picture myself ignoring like my kids and stuff like that. Like I have a soon to be 7 year old and a 15 year old, and I couldn't imagine like one of them wanting like, hey, dad, let's you know go do this or let's go outside for a little while. And I'm just like, yeah, in a minute,
and then brush
them off, and like 2 hours later, you know, she's on the couch next to me asleep or something like that. Yeah. I would feel terrible. Just blowing my kids off and stuff like that.
Can if my we wife eat wanted to do now, something. Daddy?
Yeah, I'm hungry. I told you I'd feed you at noon. Dad, it's 2:30. It's like, what?
Tomorrow.
It's sad, but I'm sure people out there do shit like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, after this round, it's like 4 rounds later, your kid is like starving at the table.
Yeah, so.
That stuff's sad, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't know what you would do to combat that or. I guess recognizing it's like any other addiction is the first step, you know, admitting to yourself you got a problem, you get some help, you know.
Yeah.
Some people get defensive because of the way that the people that are around them are handling it, which is like they're frustrated. They've been dealing with this shit for a long time. You know, your girlfriend or your wife or your boyfriend, if it's the other way around, maybe they've been talking to you about this for months or for years and you haven't listened, you know. And maybe you need to consider that, you know. You need
playing video games is my reward for accomplishing what I needed to do today.
Yeah. Waking up.
And having, after my obligations are met.
Yeah.
You know,
it's escapism. Like we always talk about with Ben, you know, right. It's like anything else. Like sometimes I like going to a really good movie and I have friends that are really critical of movies. Sometimes they're like, oh, you wouldn't saw that. That movie is mindless. It's like, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I wanted Expendables 3 type shit to happen where there's just explosions and this dumb stuff. Some like
fun to watch.
Yeah. Fast and the Furious type stuff. I like that stuff sometimes when I'm in the mood for it because I can just sit there and not think about stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not a deep story. This is not a plot that I need to be really aware of. Mm-hmm. They're blowing shit up and driving cars. That's all I need to know. You know what I mean?
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, so sometimes it's nice to just turn your brain off and just enjoy stuff and not think about it and just escape for a little while. So I don't know. But hopefully people out there that if they do have issues with that, you know, definitely reach out and get help with that stuff and talk with, you know, your friends and family and admit it to yourself if you do have a problem. If you think you have a problem, you know. Or just try to balance it out a little bit better. You know?
And I don't know if there's specifically anything for video game addictions, but I do know if you or anybody else has gambling addiction, 1-800-BETS-OFF is the gambling addiction hotline. So just throw that out there.
There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, we know we got a little serious at the end, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, games are just something to – they're entertainment and it's fun, but real life still takes precedence over that stuff. So
you still need a social life.
Yeah. Don't forget to do the real stuff. Don't live in the game world 24/7.
Until VR is fully capable of taking you there, you still have a life to live.
Speaking of which, if you are interested in that, there's a book called Ready Player One.
Yes. I downloaded it.
I've read that. It's so good. I mean, I've loaned it to my nephew.
No.
I've loaned it to my coworkers.
You watch Sword Art Online, and then you know why you want VR.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to get stuck in the game like that, though.
You get stuck in a game because then you want to play the game.
Yeah. Ready Player One, though, I downloaded it, and like at least 10 people give me like rave reviews about it. Like, you got to read this.
I got it
on Audible, reviews. So I'm gonna listen to it at work.
Yeah, I want to read it too. So I'll probably go to the half price bookstore and just get the copy.
Isn't it Will Wheaton? Is the person reading it to you?
Oh, cool.
On Audible, I think it was.
That could be. Yeah, I have the actual book.
That it was.
He would be good. I like him. That'd be fitting.
But yeah. It's. I want to say it's Will Wheaton. Sure. That's the person reading it to you on the Audible. So yeah, I'm gonna dive into that soon here. But yeah.
Sort that online. If VR goes wrong, that's gonna happen.
Well, before we go, why don't you tell them what that is exactly, in case they're not up on Sword Art Online. Like, what's the premise here? Like, what happens in that story? You want me to take it?
Yeah, please just explain it for them, because I start stuttering at this stuff.
Basically, it's an anime where these players just go into a virtual reality world where they have to lay down on a bed or wherever they're at on a couch, and they jack into it. And so they're in the game. They're laying down, and they're in it. And so their consciousness is there. They're battling and doing different quests and stuff together, but then somebody hacks the game and locks everybody that's in the game in there. They can't log out, so they're in this game. The messed up part about it is that the person says to them that they need to complete the game, which is like a 100-level dungeon, And once they do, then he'll let everybody go. But if you die at any point during this game, while you're in there, it doesn't matter where you are. If you die, you die in real life.
And if you take off the Nerf gear, which that's the gear that's in your head, mm-hmm. you also die in real life.
Yeah.
So the only option is to fight and survive at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's pretty much the whole premise of the game.
It's pretty cool anime.
Yeah,
series,
and it's really entertaining. Yeah. It's one of my top five animes I watch over and over again.
That was a good point though, because I forgot about that part. Yeah. So if your family is like, you're laying there and you've been laying there for like, you know, weeks, and they can't pull the headset off of you. If they do, they'll kill you.
Yeah. And these guys were stuck in the game for like two years.
Yeah, 2 years laying in a bed.
Yeah.
Like. It's a crazy premise. You got to check it out.
In real life, they wouldn't be able to stand up at.
Oh, hell no.
No.
Anyway, yeah.
But this is based on a feature. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
It's a juicy one. Check it out for sure. Well, guys, that's pretty much our show. I know we went a little heavy on the E3 stuff, but I mean, damn it, it's happening right now. We got to talk about it a little bit. So we'll definitely cover more of that next week and dive into that. More in depth when Joel is back too, so that should be a good conversation to pop in on. So, as always, guys, we appreciate you tuning in and sharing some time with us. If you liked, you know, what we're talking about, or you have suggestions on what topics we can talk about, or email questions that we can bring up on the show and give you a shout out, hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com if you want to reach out to us. We definitely appreciate any questions, comments, concerns, etc. Feel free to support us, you know, by just simply going on and subscribing, rating, reviewing us in the iTunes store or whatever your preferred podcast app is. It helps tremendously to help us climb the charts and help other listeners like yourself find us in the store, so, you know, they can enjoy us too. So greatly appreciate that. If you would like to throw any money at us to help us keep the lights on, it helps us put money towards future contests and things of that nature. Feel free to go out onto patreon.com/glitchtherapy, and for as little as $1 a month, or even a one-time donation if you'd like, you can gain access to our bonus show called Final Round, where we talk about, you know, more of the awesome games and stuff that we enjoy playing and things that we enjoy doing. So check that out. Other than that, you know, check out our other shows on our network, Nerd Church Radio, which is a DC fan comic podcast. Noah's on there with Ben and a lot of other guys on there talking about DC characters, comic books, just nerding out on that stuff. And it's so fun. It's awesome. Those guys are knowledgeable. Noah over here is our resident Wonder Woman fanatic, so yeah, he will break you off on that. Don't challenge him. Otherwise, check us out at Indie Comic Ninja if you want to, you know, listen to us talk about indie comic books too. So that's an awesome show. Check it out. Otherwise, guys, where can we find you?
If you want to game with me on the PlayStation Network, it's Scorpio_Inc. Scorpio_Inc.
If you want to play with me, I'll be on the PS Network and Xbox One. It's Your Senpai. And if you want to stalk me on Twitter and Instagram.
Instagram.
I was like, yeah, Instagram. Yeah. I was thinking of MySpace.
You did a good job.
I'm Hipster Maid. Get at me. Yo.
Boom. Yeah. Otherwise, if you want to get at me, it's at Nerdy Ramondo on Instagram and Twitter. If you want to, you know, follow the show and see what we're up to on there and what we've been posting, that's at Glitch Therapy on both Instagram and Twitter. And as far as me on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network, my name on there is Dirty Dimes. So give us a shout, follow. Otherwise, guys, that's been our show. We appreciate you tuning in, and hope you guys have a great week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.